Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Everett here on this sunny, fantastic Tuesday afternoon here at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting from DeVillers Square. And I got three characters across the table from me today. Jennifer's smiling.
You're already. So lucky.
So I've got Calvin Bonifacio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, and I know we're doing tech for nonprofit and all that stuff, but we're going to get into all the other 20 things that you do too. So. Sure. I have Mr. Rick Duke, founding director of the Center for Entrepreneurship, College of Business, University of West Florida.
Yeah, it's great to
that
be
is
here.
That's a title, man.
That's a mouthful.
That is a lot. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And I have Jennifer Jackson here from Margaritaville, and she didn't bring margaritas.
Well, you know, when I got the list of things that were going to be happening on this radio show, mm-hmm. I did not see bar option. If I'd have seen that, I would have checked.
You know,
yes.
You just make one. Make one.
That's a fillable spot. Yeah. I will remember for next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, I want to thank all of you for being here. Let's get into the stuff that you guys are doing because it's all fun and creative and it's summertime. So I definitely want to talk about Margaritaville. So, all right, Calvin, lay it on us, man.
All right. So
you got another thing you're working on.
I got another thing I'm working on. So thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I just make things up so I can be on the radio, just so you guys know.
One of these days I'm going to make him pay for his own show, I promise.
So, as you know, we had Grub on that just happened on Friday.
Yeah.
And it was a phenomenal success over at O'Reilly's. For those of you that don't know, Grub on is a TV reality show that myself and my host Keith Harford and my partner Joe Freeman Services. It's a show based on restaurants, local homegrown restaurants,
yep.
and their top three dishes and why we should eat there. So O'Reilly had the shepherd's pie, the breakfast burger,
which I ended up squirting all over
and
me.
It was awesome. And their fish and chips, which are made with the Boddington Pub Ale.
Right? Yep.
So it was a phenomenal. Everybody came out awesome. And, you know, I have Grub Ninja as well, which is online ordering, so people can order from their mobile apps.
Right.
And I work with the local restaurants, local delivery with City Spree, local marketing, everything fresh, local. And then now I have also started something called Tech for Nonprofit. And Tech for Nonprofit, though officially not on paper yet, I still am able to help people because I found something called Google Ad Grants. And Google Ad Grants for nonprofits provide every nonprofit out there that's not state-run starting at $10,000 a month, free Google advertising, starting, and goes all the way up to $40,000. One of my best friends, Samantha, she works at Panhandle Warriors, and I got them set up. Took like 45 minutes. They now have $10,000 a month in advertising.
Which is a lot.
That's amazing.
Because you pay like per click, right?
You
so
pay
if
per
you
click.
Were to do that on your own, 10 grand, but... That's just a lot of money. Apparently, they're doing construction in the building. So I hope you brought your
kicking hat. The table.
I someone's yeah. at the door.
I was like, yeah. Who's kicking the table?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But
that's such a big spin for Google to provide because with Margaritaville, obviously, we have ad spend. We spend
right.
on Facebook and Google. And just that reach you can get with $10,000 per month. That's not an annual budget. That's a monthly
that's
budget.
A monthly
that's
budget.
Huge
yeah.
push
yeah.
for these nonprofits.
And you can spend
that's
it
amazing.
Anywhere. Or you can spend it across any of their platforms, too.
Any
can't
other
you?
Platforms, yeah.
So they're so YouTube.
YouTube
all, over all the Google stuff,
Google
obviously.
Google Plus.
you told me something yesterday. Like they're the alphabet company now. because they've got something for every letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, yeah. So they're the alphabet because literally they have a company under every single letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, I believe it.
So they just converted to alphabet. But that's just one of the things that provide awesome, right? But there's
right.
also something out there called TechSoup. And TechSoup is technology for nonprofits. And that's where Adobe, Microsoft, Avast, VMware goes in there and they provide low budget costs for nonprofits. So for instance, Office 365, a business
right.
license starts from $12 to $20. For a nonprofit, it goes as low as $1, $2 a license.
Yeah.
So that helps
huge.
Them out there. Yeah. And Google provides their apps for free and Adobe does it for like $1 where it's like $60 a month. So that's where Tech from Nonprofits start there. And it's something that I'd say personally because it's easy for me to do. And you know, we're about growing Pensacola.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with this money out there, with these opportunities, I want to let the world know, hey, come talk to me. I will get you signed up. I also help them with their websites because there's a company called Wix, which at no cost gives them free
right,
hosting.
Right.
Get that set up and get them trained on that as well.
So what do you need from them? You just need to prove that they're a 501c3,
That's
right?
pretty much it. They need a Google account. We need to set them up, sit down. and a laptop. They need to sit with me, yeah, have a laptop, and we'll get them all set, yeah, up on that. And then we have Taste for the Cause, which is, you know, we spoke a couple of times,
right,
and now we're getting into full effect. And Taste for the Cause is an event that I would like to make yearly, where we have 40 plus restaurants, maybe at the festival grounds or fairgrounds. That's what we're trying to decide. And we have them provide the food, and then people come out, enjoy, you know, have some food, get to know the Pensacola food that's out there.
Yeah.
And again, grow. And that this year we're going to do it for Panhandle Words.
Jen says she'd bring margaritas to that one.
Yes, absolutely.
Margaritas.
See what I did there? See,
I'm all for drinking for the cause and eating.
Drinking.
Sign me up.
Drinking. Can we do drinking for the cause on a weekly basis?
I want to be on that committee.
Cool. So how'd you find out about all this stuff, man?
I worked my full-time job at one point in time is a Microsoft Office 365 engineer. So I helped develop that software and support people to get SharePoint and Outlook. And I just happened to find out about TechSoup and doing my research on TechSoup. I'm like, well, let me see what Google's doing as well. And then I found the ad grant program. I'm like, well, you know, I got to let the world know. So as soon as I found out, you know, first person I called was Samantha. I'm like, hey, look what I found out. And then I found out how easy it is to do. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just let the world know. So every time I get to talk to somebody, hey, do you have a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Send them my way because I really want to help out.
I'm so glad that Google made something easy.
Yes. I mean, I got to tell you, anything
and
other
maybe
nonprofit.
Maybe it's just me and I'm just a goof and not that quick at it, but some of the other stuff I really struggle with.
I mean, you see these three books right here. I mean, when you do a nonprofit, when you do anything, you're filling out this much or maybe twice as much. So when we went through it and we're actually sitting there and we're just looking at the screen, like just waiting because it says approved and we're done.
Yeah.
And like, all right, we'll go check your email.
Right.
Well, we actually gave it 24 hours. Like, it was like 24 hours. And then we came back with, no, we're approved. We're good
to
go.
That was it. You were good.
That was it? 24 hours?
No, wow.
No, it was done before. And we just gave it 24 hours because we didn't believe it was that quick.
You're nonprofit like, no, this can't be right.
Yeah, nothing in the nonprofit world moves that fast.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So I was just like, wow.
All right. So this gives, first of all, it's huge that you're doing this and letting people know about it and then offering your services to help them grow. But let's just talk about how seriously powerful this just made the ability for a nonprofit to actually raise some money, get some more outreach. Right. Yeah. Across nationwide or worldwide now at this point and really start making a difference for whatever cause that they're fighting for.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's huge.
As opposed to spending the $200, $300 that they would on the
advertising. Some nonprofits don't even have. We know a couple here that maybe, you know, they're $500,000, you know, monthly raise.
Yeah. You know, that's what they raise. Exactly. So now they don't have to worry about that and focus solely on collecting and getting out there and doing that. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody wants to find out or get in touch with you, where do we send them?
We just send them to grubninja.co or they give us a call at 850-760-0404. That's the Grub Ninja headquarters. We're also down in downtown Pensacola over at Gulf Power, Pensacola State College. We're on the third floor.
So you guys, CIE?
CIE, that's correct.
So we're going to be all about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs and innovation and entrepreneurialism and all the other.
You said that
well,
all
first
right.
First, you have to figure out how to spell it.
You got
to
get exactly.
Hey, he at least
like
said
a spelling
it right.
Bee in here earlier.
He said it right. So because there are so many here, which brings me right into Rick here, who, you know, just said, well, we can do another one, huh? Right,
we can do another one.
We can do another one.
Yeah,
we'll do as many as we can. As
we can spell.
Supporting.
We can spell. We can entrepreneurship,
and we have room for a sign.
With spell check, we can spell it.
That's right. That's right. It's now. I've used the word so much, it now auto populates in my Google phone.
That's good. That's
so
good.
There's another easy thing Google did for me. So, all right, Rick, tell us how. What is this?
The Center for Entrepreneurship is a startup. It's almost like being a startup.
Like being an entrepreneur.
It's like being an entrepreneur. And I'm running around crazy trying to learn Pensacola and Northwest Florida and the university. So
yeah.
I've been here since February 22nd. And
okay.
So a lot
we're going
of my,
way back.
We're going, yeah. I came from Atlanta, and I am thrilled to be here. It's a great community. My wife and I are pleased to be a part of it. And our little dog, part of it too. We put him in a stroller and take him as many places as we can out to eat.
Which should be a bunch of places.
Which
here.
Is a bunch of places. Yeah. It really is. Quint Studer and his wife were generous enough to make a donation to the university to create the Center for Entrepreneurship. It dates back to not quite a year, about 9 months ago. And so I'm the founding director and came in to put Quint's vision and his wife's vision and the university's vision, blend it all together and mix it up and see what comes out the other side. There's some things that are fundamental to what the center should be about.
Yeah.
And because we're at a university, we ought to be about helping to attract students to come to the university
sure.
that
Absolutely.
Might not otherwise, and help students to stay at the university who might not have found exactly what they want to do with their career and their degree, and
yeah.
they might be in danger of leaving.
This is the disease of all entrepreneurs.
This is
why we are entrepreneurs.
That's right.
Because we have ADD like crazy.
Well, it's those, when we boil it down, I really think what we're talking about, and Calvin and a lot of people would exhibit this, we're looking for people that have a creative bent, that are innovative, that
yeah.
are problem solvers, are willing to take a little calculated risk. That's the profile that we're
yeah.
that we're looking at and looking for, and it's been a fun ride so far.
So what are some of the other fundamentals that you guys are holding on to that you think really ring true through a program like this and a center like this?
It would be, I'm very interested in not only demonstrating to students how they can become involved in an entrepreneurial, in a startup, and matching them up with people that are in the community that have been successful doing that,
mm-hmm.
and let them be role models and mentors and advisors. But I'm also interested in how the university can equip students generally with the tools like how do you effectively work on a team as a part of a team with people with different skill sets?
Yeah.
Trying to identify students that are perhaps more creative, more innovative by nature, and then talk about problem solving, getting students together and demonstrating how an entrepreneurial startup ends up being. It's not one person, typically not just one person,
yeah.
but it's the aggregation of a lot of different skill sets coming together at the right time with the right business model and the right marketing and all those things together. So the university is in a great position to help bring all that together to demonstrate for students academically and then experientially. Don't ask me how to spell that. But
I'm just it's even proud you pronounced it correctly.
Did I?
I don't even know if I did. We're going to say you did. Go
but
for
it's,
it.
It's the whole arena of experiential learning. You have classroom learning, but then
sure.
you get out of the classroom and see it firsthand and talk with people and learn from the
experience. Network.
Yeah. It's the network. It could be could take the form of internships, but
yeah.
it can take a number of forms, but it is that complementary part of the academic learning that is part of the overall learning experience.
Do you find any part of this stuff being available to those that are not students?
Yes. In fact, we want to have, and we actually do have, I want to talk about some of the academic thing. So what might be for degree-seeking students, we either have or will have for non-degree-seeking students. Someone who might want to just get a certificate in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That will be
an
option.
Wow, they make this?
That will be an option. Even if you just
want to. You've got big dreams now, don't you?
You have something up on the wall that I know, like, you can frame.
I'm waiting. That's like a landmine field you got to run through or something. some kind of obstacle course
at
the end.
I've seen that. And to add to his internship program, I'm excited. That's why, you know, it's over at K. You need to let the world know because when it comes to internships, that's how I became who I am.
Yeah.
That's how I learned. I mean, one of the greatest things that I learned through an internship, through a program like that, was how to listen to difficult people, for instance. They made me the CEO, and I had a COO and a CFO and a CMO and everything like that. And basically, they made the CMO act, let's just say witch, but, you know, different word.
Right, yeah.
But that was part of the trade, and she was completely right, and I failed on my project because she was difficult, but she was meant to be difficult.
Right.
And
so it's like role-playing.
You know,
yeah.
it's role
game
play.
Over.
And it stuck with me. And it was because of a program like that. I never experienced anything like that before. So doing that, it really helped me throughout my career. You know, like I told you, I started off in IT, but then
yeah.
I went to point of sales and I became a regional lead and I got to travel the country and learn things.
Yeah.
And it was that instance came up so many times. So to give that opportunity to others as well, that's going to be a beautiful
yeah.
thing.
And to be able to teach some being able to evolve and, exactly. and know that you don't have to necessarily do the same thing today you did yesterday.
Exactly.
And the community can never have too many of these resources, honestly.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of really interesting events that have happened here in Pensacola within the last week. And I want to give a real shout out the what's called the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. They had their final presentations about a week ago tonight, I think. And
I was an investor.
What an an impressive array of young people with viable ideas.
Yep.
And they all walked away with a little money, didn't they?
They did. As an investor, let me tell you, it was really cool. So for those that you don't mind if I jump in here,
no.
but those that didn't get to see it, there was 10 kids and they had all gone through this program and each of them had their own business and their own, they had to write a business plan. They had to get a business license. They had to project their sales, define their customer. I mean, they had done more business plan writing than I think I've done in my entrepreneurial
career. Some of them were eighth graders.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
And they were anywhere from eighth grade all the way to high school. Somebody built a computer case. Addie was doing homemade letters out of cork and different artistic material. There was another girl who was selling different forms of custom art.
The dog treats.
Yeah, she won. So she did, what was it, Craving Canine.
Yeah.
And this was one of the best stories ever. So she had the dog treats, which was basically a meatloaf recipe minus the eggs or minus something. I think it was the peppers, then dehydrated. So being the former chef that I was, I ate it. I tried it. I had to. And it tastes like beef jerky. So I took the 3 bags home that she gave. My dogs killed it. Absolutely killed it.
I
loved it. So, but her story was one of those just really sort of heartwarming things. So she had a great business plan. She had low cost. She had identified all of her. I mean, she had done some serious work that you just don't see these days in a kid that was, I think she was 12, if not younger.
Sure. It was an impressive
group. Yeah.
All the way from eighth grade to seniors in high school, from homeschool to public school to private.
Yeah.
It was an incredible array of talent. Yeah.
Video and production and a couple other things, but
so
you want to talk about a hard thing to vote how to spend some money, and it wasn't even all my money. It was other people's money too, but it was hard to spend it.
So again, a kind of a shout out to the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce,
and
Global Solutions Incorporated, Randy and Terry Ramos.
Yep.
They did a terrific job,
and
it's an opportunity for the university to become even more involved in programs like that. I walked away just so impressed with the young people.
So are these the participants or the contest winners, are they getting any kind of grant or scholarship from
they got
program?
Money from the investors. So there was 10 of us investing. We each had $667 each to spend. So, and every business plan had an ask, you know, they need this much money to make this happen. So some got what they asked for. Some got a little less what they asked for. Some got more than what they asked for. But
exactly.
every one of them got money to further pursue this.
That's great.
This thing.
That is great.
And it's a program put on through the chamber, and Terry and Randy at GBSI
it's a national program that may have started in Rochester, New York.
Yep. And they're sort of like a franchise piece.
It's sort of like a franchise.
Yeah.
And so the winner, I think, goes on to a regional competition,
and then national,
and then ultimately the national if she's successful,
and then goes on to Shark Tank,
and they may go to Shark Tank.
Yeah,
right.
Well, the kids that won last year, I think they did, they were the Spice Babies or something like that.
They were guys from here.
And they went all the way. So
the other event that I was a judge this past Sunday, and I had not been to one of these, so the terms Code Fest and Hackathon, you know, are common terms for the event that was held at the University of West Florida campus this past weekend. So there were approximately 60 students, University of West Florida, even some from Southern Miss, Faulkner, I'm still learning all the names, and Pensacola State. And they came in on Friday and just had kind of a marathon. By Sunday afternoon when I got there, some of these young people and some of the faculty from University of West Florida Department of Computer Science, they'd had 90 minutes worth of sleep total since Friday evening.
Yeah, playing like Capture the Flag and hacking servers.
And so there were 12 teams of about 5 students each team. they might not have even known each other when they arrived on Friday, but by Sunday, they'd already formed a team, formed a concept, had written code, have a final product that they demonstrated.
Yeah.
And what an impressive event that was, too. So again, I guess it's an indication of the level of innovation and creativity and talent and, in many cases, risk-taking. So each of those students, not only at Yay, young mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, they got up in front of a pretty large audience, and as an eighth grader or 12th grader even, talked
That's
about
so scary. It's scary as this guy. You don't even have to be in school. It's still scary.
And you're just behind a mic.
I know.
No one can see you.
Nobody
yet.
Can see me.
So I think there's a terrific pipeline of potential entrepreneurs, but also potential innovators just in general.
Yeah.
Because the companies, the enterprises that we're surrounded by are constantly having to remake themselves and be innovative and develop new products, new services.
Definitely to be competitive, sure.
And to be competitive, that's exactly right. So I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing. It's fun to be part of it.
To me, that means a lot, because how long were you in Atlanta prior to being here?
Well, I was in Atlanta for, let's just say, 12 years, went to Mississippi for 4 years, came back to Atlanta for about a year before coming here.
Yeah. So, okay, but a big majority of your time spent in a very large city that usually encompasses a lot of this stuff. And then you come here and you've seen what you've seen, and your impressions, I guess, is impressionable. Does that work? But to come here where a lot of people don't see it until they get here, but I mean, this place is about to explode, man.
I've been to a lot of places.
Yeah.
This is a great community with so much that has already been done, but still has so much upside potential, too.
Yeah.
And then you've got the beach, which is where we are living, and we love it. And I think it's still kind of a closely kept secret, but it's about the secrets.
Oh, words
the
getting secrets, out.
Words
well, Jen's about to live there for the next 4.5 months now, aren't you? Because the season started, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I work there full time, so I'm their marketing director.
So I'm there all the time.
And, you know, it gets a little busy sometimes out there, especially spring break is happening right now. So, of course, beaches are packed, and Pensacola is just, like you said, Rick, amazing town. It's got a ton of upside potential, but the beach is definitely one of the best draws to Pensacola. I mean, it's just incredible.
Rick,
yeah, exactly. Got here from Atlanta. I do know that USA Today came out with a poll. It's the 10 best poll, and Pensacola Beach Area Gulf Island National Seashore got ranked number one best East Coast beach, and that's everywhere on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's brag worthy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Virginia Beach, you know, everything on the East Coast, everything. So it's pretty significant when you think about how many great beaches there are out there, just in Florida alone. But then to go up the coast and you know, get ranked number one, I think the secret's going out.
I try to explain it to I have friends in London and friends just north of here.
I'm so proud of you, friends.
I know, right? I try to explain the sand and the white and how fine they you just have to come see it. You can't.
Well, the other thing that I think is so attractive too. So today at lunch, I'm sitting in a restaurant. It's on a marina. I'm looking at beautiful boats and beautiful water. And the Blue Angels are practicing over
there. Oh, I did hear them fly today.
You can't go anywhere else and see that.
No, on a regular basis, they're practicing twice a week now, all through
Tuesday and Thursday, right?
Let me tell you.
It's like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you.
July's coming quick. I can't wait. I love that weekend. I love it.
It is the craziest.
Have you ever seen them fly as an air show?
2 years ago, we actually went to Naval Air Station and watched a practice from the runway. It's pretty incredible, but
nowhere near as incredible as it is sitting on the beach.
Yeah, we got to.
That's what we'll be doing this summer.
Start early. Start at like 5 a.m.
Luckily, you live out there, so you can really just kind of walk on down to where you
are. Oh, you live on
be.
The beach?
Yeah, we live on
the
beach.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call Jen right after. It's like, hey, I'm gonna need a room.
Right? Yeah, So. Unfortunately, people are about 14 months ahead of you.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Seriously,
Do you have a garage, Rick? I'm like, do you have a garage?
No, we don't, and we only have one bed. One bedroom. Too,
so. I don't need a bedroom. It's warm outside.
Calvin, he's got one bedroom.
I just need something without sand spurs.
Well, what's hilarious is, you know, I'll well, I'll come into work. I've got to be into work basically all weekend. So sure. Pretty much live there. But people just like borrow a hammock, you know, walk out land shark. There'll be like pillows. People
just
crash out there. Like, chilling. Whatever you need.
Thanks, Jen, for the idea.
It's an experience, man. It's
you might really have to stay in line. I'm just saying.
You're going to have fun.
I'll try to get you a VIP one.
I go in the front.
So Rick, so you're up and running and this is good to go and people can get there and do what they need to do, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have, there's some contact information. So I'll give out my office number. It's 850, like everyone's number here, 474-2366. And the email is very easy because I'm Rick Duke. The email is rduke@uwf.edu. The center is up and going. We're already fielding inquiries, and we're, in some cases, we're playing matchmaker,
right,
matching the inquiring party with the expert in the field. We're doing some things really interesting on the academic side, which complements the center. The center, you could almost look at as more on the applied community side, outreach to the community. But on the academic side, we're kicking off our new online MBA with an emphasis in entrepreneurship starting the first week of May.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's something new. And
now, that's a certificate I'll take.
Yeah,
and I'll go for that
one. Now, you can get a certificate or the full degree if you'd like. So, and then we've made an offer, and it's been accepted for a new faculty member, full-time faculty member, to come into the College of Business and teach entrepreneurship starting in August.
Calvin?
So, we're, you know, some really exciting things are happening, both on the academic side and the center, which is part of the College of Business. But we really want to reach out throughout the entirety of the campus. We want engineering students and science students and art students and health and nurse. Yeah. So there are innovative, creative students throughout that campus.
Yeah.
If there's 13,000 students there, we'll find more than our share.
Yeah.
I will guarantee you.
Okay. So Rick, I'm going to give a huge shout out for you here because I have been a proponent for this kind of stuff since I started here. But even before that, one of the best things for anyone listening that has a business, is interested in business, needs help with their business, wants to grow their business, the university and these centers that are around here in town, as well as the Small Business Development Center, all operate out of the UWF campus, which means, if you didn't know, is that all of those resources that the university has are literally at your fingertips. If you can find the right person, you know, make the right call, send the right email, which it sounds like Rick is really good at facilitating, but there is an ability to really tap into thousands of intelligent minds to help you do whatever it is with your business, regardless of whether you're a student or not.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned the SBDC. That was the next thing on the tip of my tongue. The Small Business Development Center, the Florida SBDC, and the network is a primary partner of the center. With the creation of the center, the Studer Community Institute, the Greater Pensacola Entrepreneur Fund, and the Florida Small Business Development Center are key partners, and we value each of them, and will be, and have already done some interesting things collaboratively. So
So we're part of that too. And I'll tell you when we get done talking, I won't waste all the airways, but we're part of that. And so that's why, I mean, we all rise or we all sink. And my heart I can't say enough good things about all of these pieces that fit together.
Yeah. Cool. And I want to give a shout out again to the chamber. Cause like you said, Center for Innovation, the Young Entrepreneur Academy.
Yeah.
One of the things, if you happen to hear, common topic is community involvement and Pensacola is involved in everything we do and anything that we do. So shout out to that.
That's it. All right, Rick, what did we miss?
I'll tell you about one final thing that there are a number of people that have been meeting for a few months trying to identify all the assets in the entrepreneurial ecosystem. That's another term, both in the greater Pensacola area, but we've also expanded to Northwest Florida, which essentially would be Panama City.
Yes.
Westward to Escambia County.
Panama City, and I found this out at the I-10 Wired Committee, has a huge ecosystem down there that we have not even begun to tap into.
Yeah. So what we're doing, what the center's doing, the center is right. I've raised my hand and volunteered, which is not always the right thing to do. But along with Gulf Power, we're the two entities naturally that serve the geography, the primary geography of Northwest Florida. And we've got a public-private partnership. So we're going to be working with all the partners to identify the ecosystem assets that are financing and space and training and mentoring and events, so sort of a calendar of events, and then put together a web portal that would be available to anyone to go and hopefully drill down and find the one or two resources that are in the ecosystem that best meets their needs. So look for that coming in the coming months.
Okay? That would be a very big thing because even though we have a lot of these resources, everybody is on a mobile device or anything else. Mm-hmm. So to be able to drill down and look at that and make it easier, I would love to be a part of kind of just, I guess, your review board on the user experience.
I've already written it down, Calvin.
Okay.
Twice.
You just volunteered, apparently.
If I can help you in helping others make it easier, because it would make it easier for myself as well.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm all about making life easy for you, because then it makes it life easy for me.
Sure.
Yeah. And we're all happy, right?
That's exactly. It.
And then we're all hanging out at Margaritaville.
So, all right. Well, we're just going to, that was a segue. I shouldn't have even messed
that
it up.
That was my intro.
So, let's go have some margaritas. So tell us about Margaritaville. You told me earlier you've been there 5 years, and I couldn't even realize that it had already been 5 years.
It's been open for 5 years. This is my fourth year being at Margaritaville. So I took...
it took like a year and a half to build, too. So
yeah.
Technically, you're almost 17.
Seniority. I went to University of West Florida. I got my associate's degree before I went to Florida State and got my bachelor's.
We have not planned any of this collaboration, by the way. It just happened.
I can guarantee, because I just found out yesterday afternoon that I would be here.
Yeah.
Surprise.
That's our magic. That's the organic, but yeah.
But yeah, no. So anyway, great facility, great campus. I took a little 15-year hiatus to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up, and then decided it was time to move out to the beach from being on the West Coast for a while. But I'm the director of marketing and activities for Margaritaville. So of course we do all the marketing and then run all the events and activities there, which is so much fun. We have a blast. I mean, basically we get to go to I get to go to the beach every day and have fun with a guest, or try to make the guest experience, you know, as best as we can, and just kind of tell the world about it, because it was Margaritaville Beach Hotel was the very first Margaritaville hotel in the world. So
number one,
the powers that be, you know, decided, hey, it's time to have a Margaritaville hotel. And Jimmy was on board and signed off on it. And here we go. So, and really it's been the flagship hotel to launch what Calvin was asking me about. You know, there's one in Hollywood now, there's one in Pigeon Forge, there's one in Bossier City. So it's really taken off. The brand in general has taken off. Of course, there's, you know,
it's quite the machine, I can tell you that.
I mean, it's the highest grossing song ever. Margaritaville.
Yeah. You know? It's pretty cool.
I don't know if Jimmy
hanging
knew,
out with an acoustic guitar and having a couple of drinks. I mean, great things are born when you just let go sometimes.
And there you go. Speaking of entrepreneurship,
that's a facilitator of entrepreneurship, it sounds like.
Yeah,
he's a big one.
Yeah.
And Jimmy will actually be in concert here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, over at the Wharf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a good
time.
Got
any extra tickets?
You know,
I might
text
know a
me.
Guy.
Text me later. Call me later. We'll talk. Right, I should have brought a couple to give away today.
Yeah,
air.
There
Gosh.
You go. All right. Well, you can always come back.
Is that why I'm invited tomorrow?
No. No, tomorrow is legitimately Foodie Life. We really want you here for Foodie Life. But if you want to bring them tomorrow, we'll give them away.
But I'm just saying, if you are going to be here, you know.
One of the things that I've loved, I'm going to say this because I'm a total proponent.
It's not because you're the host. You're just
no, because I've stayed at Margaritaville, and you really do feel like you escaped. I'll give you the hotel is so
it's
well designed,
right.
and you really do feel like you escaped. But as a local, well, we go to Landshark all the time, so the kids have room to run around. We can get food. We can watch bands. We were talking about some of the other bands that we like that play with you guys. So even if you are not from far away and you're from here, you guys have that really cool, like, it's Pensacola Beach. You just come hang out and lose yourself for a little
soak it up. And I really like it because it's close to everything, but it's not right on the main drag.
Yes.
So it's not super saturated with people, because, you know, like spring break, summers, it's just packed. I mean, the beaches are just packed. So where Land Shark is, it kind of has its own private beach.
Exactly.
It's not a private per se, but it is. It's attached to the hotel. So
with
you
hammocks.
you can find space. You can find parking. You know, they've got restrooms readily available. They've got cold drinks, cold beer, good food, you know. So it's kind of your own little piece. If you're mm-hmm. local, you're like, oh, I know where to go.
Exactly. I mean, when the family comes up first time, we're actually bringing them as Land Shark. Because to your point, there's the hammocks. There's the sorcerer's fire place that I call it.
Oh, yeah, with the blue
the
glass. Pit.
The blue glass, yeah. And there's like cool. nothing. I'm like, how do you do it, whatever. And then you have the little beach things and the architecture of the Land Shark.
Yeah.
I mean, just opening up all the doors that goes in and out.
Yeah.
It's like a big tiki hut.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome.
So it's a...
It's a fun place to hang out. Yeah. It's definitely a place to escape. Even though you live here, you're like, oh, escape to my little piece of paradise over here. Thank you.
And honestly, if you're on the beach, it's a short walk down to Casino Beach or anything else. I mean, unless you're like carrying all of your, you know, touristy, beachy, local. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I go, it's got, you know, we've got the big rubber tires and the cooler and the chairs. And so it's not like you just go for a casual stroll up and down, but you could. Get to the pier I mean, it's not
doable.
That far of a walk.
Yeah, it's not that far, but it has the illusion that you don't see anything else because you're not on the main street, but it's like you just walk over this little hill and you're on the main street. So you get just to chill, hang out. And even the parking lot, it's like you guys can just put a bunch of cars around and you're good to go.
Yeah.
People could just hang out and have drinks and good time.
Yeah. Well, and what I don't know if you know this or not. You probably do. You've been there. But locals receive a 15% discount on food and drinks. So if you just show them your license.
No, I did not.
No.
Oh, wait. Maybe I did. I can't remember.
Well, now you do.
Maybe I should pay the tab.
So, obviously you have to say, hey, I'm a local.
Can I get
a locals discount? But it's 15%. It's all year round.
Sweet.
And it's available at Land Shark Landing, of course. But then our inside restaurant, Frank and Lola's, which is an award-winning restaurant. It's amazing food. So it's
really good brunch.
Really good brunch. They change the menu every week. It's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for Frank and Lola's. And if you're staying in the hotel and you do go to the Tiki Bar by the pool, which is one of my favorite spots, Nate, who is by far probably one of the best bartenders I've ever known, and I've known a lot. that's also the discount's also good out there. So, I mean, they're really kind of people that work at Margaritaville typically have worked for a long time there. So it's kind of like a family. Yeah. And people take a lot of pride having repeat guests and having customers come back and really appreciate that great service. But, you know, I mean, they that's their place. That's their spot. That's where we're working, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to hang out with fun people. So it's great when people come back and have that great experience and just keep coming back. I mean, it's get to know the people there and they're going to treat you right. I mean, they treat everyone really well, but it's great to have that little, you know, that little camaraderie that you got going on there.
So 5 years, are you guys going to do any, what do you guys get going on this summer? Are you doing any big celebrations or are we blowing stuff up with fireworks or what?
I mean, every day's a celebration in Margaritaville.
Wow.
Oh.
What a good for that one. That was good.
Well, you know, I think people always like to know, what kind of deals do you have? What, you know, people have families. I know it's expensive to hotel, you know, to vacation. Staycations, we love locals. So it's great that you can come staycation at Margaritaville. What I always tell people is to definitely check out our website at margaritavillehotel.com. Mm-hmm. And or just call us at, of course, 850-916-9755. A guest service representative will be happy to tell you our specials. We try to do specials every month. And so this month special is called our Spring Fever Savings, and it's up to 20% off your stay for up to 5 nights. It includes a fresh coastal spring appetizer and 2 spring margaritas. So you
perfect.
Get 20% off your stay. You get an appetizer, you get 2 margaritas, boom, pack your bag.
Each day you get those.
We get the discount, but you only get the voucher.
A good try, though. She's paying attention. She's paying attention.
Not my first
She looked
radio.
At me.
She didn't get here by not listening.
She almost bit on that.
Well, I will tell you, we've had people come in. I'm giving away secrets. My GM's like, please don't tell me. But because I'm on Keith's show, of course, I'm going to give away the secrets. So that's why you tune in,
that's
right?
Why
that's why you tune in. People will check in one day, get the special, check out, recheck in. They'll do that
she
for like
She says
four
it
days.
Right here. Niceness goes a long way to get what you want. That's it.
Yes.
That is one of their things that she believes in. So.
Well, and you know, I get that travel is stressful and we are exposed to anything and everything in the hotel business. You know, we see people from around the world under every condition possible. Sure. So obviously when you're traveling, again, you're going through different scenarios. Some customers are super happy, great experience, but occasionally you will come into a conflict. You know, something didn't go right. It's just, it's life. It happens. And the best tip I always give people is like, look, the people you're dealing with are real people too. You know, they have their lives, they have their families, they have their stresses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course we try to put on the best possible face we can and provide the best customer service we can, but there'll be occasions where it's just a challenging situation. And the best way to handle it is, you know, to pull out your nice hat and, you know, let's reasonably handle the situation. And chances are the person you're working with is really going to appreciate yep. your attitude and is going to go above and beyond to help resolve whatever yeah. it was that was going on. You know, I've seen a lot and I can definitely tell you people that are having issues and that come at, you know, our guest services with a bad attitude, it makes it very challenging for everyone.
Dude, you're on the beach in Florida. what could possibly be wrong?
Yeah. And then people that have challenges that come up and are like super reasonable and very yeah. nice and understanding. Oh my gosh. I've seen our customer service reps just go above and beyond to just take care of these people. And if the repeat guests, man, put a note in your reservation. So when you come back, they know something had happened last time. They know how it was handled and they will just keep, you know, going over and above. So if you're having a challenge wherever you go, even if it's not in Margaritaville, just kind of keep that in mind that people you're working with are real people and they have, you know, their own problems, their own lives, their own situations. So, yeah. you know, not everything is within their control, but they're going to do the best they can. And if you're nice about it, chances are you're going to come out way ahead.
So. Yeah. All right. So what is there to do at the hotel?
Well,
other than sit on the beach and drink margaritas?
Glad you asked.
What should you do?
What should you do at the hotel?
No, what else should you do?
Well, I think Jen's about to tell us.
Well, one of the things I love, when I first started working at Margaritaville, I was hired on to take over the activities department. And I'd never taken over an activities department before. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to tie-dye anything. I mean, like, that's not my skill set. Let me go get crafty. And this is before Pinterest, you know? So I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, figure it out, huh?
I spent a weekend in like Hobby Lobby and Joann's, you know? But but what has now evolved is this really amazing activities program, and it's family friendly. So we cater to kids and families and adults. So every week, Tuesday through Saturday, there is just a whole day of activities going on. Everything from, you know, seashell hunting to painting parties to margarita tastings to, well, now we have adventure activities, which is amazing. So we have our own dolphin cruises, our sailing adventures, our fishing, our sunset cruises, our champagne brunch on a sailboat, you know, you name it, we can do it. So
you guys
cool.
did that by incorporating some of the already existing businesses on the beach.
We did.
Correct?
We
which
did.
I think is absolutely awesome. If yeah. you're going to come in and be as big a powerhouse as you guys are mm-hmm. and then to feed the local economy like
yeah.
that, even with, and this is what happens sometimes with big brands, is that they end up doing everything under their own umbrella,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas you guys have used the resources that were already there.
There are some great businesses
so
here.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's so smart.
Very, very good businesses that, again, are established.
I mean, yeah.
They've got a great reputation. We're very happy to send our guests. We know they're going to get a good
yeah.
experience, and it feeds the local businesses as well. So it's really a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. It's
Keeps
awesome. That's why you get my money, honestly.
Oh, thanks.
It really is. I think that is a huge platform for, and a lot of the other hotels out there do this too. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. The beach is very active community that way, but you see in some of the other communities like Fort Lauderdale and Miami's and stuff like that, these big brands come in and you're sort of like locked into that kind of resort style.
Well, that's kind of like the world. I was just going to say that Pensacola is like so peculiar in what you do. You've been on the West Coast. I've been,
yeah.
I used to do point of sales across the country and gone to the West Coast, and you see the conglomerate taking care of everything. And,
yeah.
And I actually fished around multiple locations just to see where I wanted to stay at. Pensacola is just, it's different.
It's just a great
but
business
in a beautiful
model
way. Yeah.
That you can feel good about doing.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So tell all of those people, yay. Thumbs up from this guy.
All right. And you know what's great? People always ask, oh, like I said, we have people come in from all over the world. So it's yeah. really interesting to see who's finding Pensacola and like, wow, how did you get here from Switzerland, you know, or
yeah.
Canada or,
yeah.
you know, Missouri? You know, it's just, it's amazing to see the people that are finding us on the map and getting here and loving the Pensacola experience.
Yeah, and then coming back.
And then coming back. And one of the big questions we get asked, or I get asked when people are emailing me or looking to come down and visit, is what can we do? You know, what is there to do when we get there? Clearly the beach, you know, and that's my number one.
Yeah.
Buy
yeah.
me a lawn chair and a margarita. I'm good. Peace out.
Unless you get sunburned on the first day.
No, then that never so happens. But we do have our website, margaritavillehotel.com, has an activities tab on it. And if you click on it, it'll spell out what's going on at the hotel, live music at Landshark, our happy hour specials. It'll have our adventure activities schedule, our hotel activity schedule. In the summer, especially when school gets out, we do a lot of kid-friendly activities. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Movies Under the Stars at Landshark. Yep. Starts out.
My kids love it.
Oh, it's a free showing. We have this big giant blow up screen. We'll put it at Landshark, have free.
Calvin wants
movies.
One in his backyard.
I want one in my backyard. Well, it's so cool.
They're pretty cool. Are you,
yeah, actually,
yeah,
I'm actually designing something to do that. But
I got a guy, right? Rick's going to help us get it funded.
Yes.
This is perfect.
Cool.
But yeah, so we do really fun things, just, and we constantly try to keep it fresh and come up with new things to do. Okay, we did this last year. This worked. This didn't work. You know, okay, how can we make it better and make, you know, have the locals keep coming back and be like, this is great. We've got something new. Yeah. So Movies Under the Stars was huge last year.
Awesome.
And again, it's a free movie showing every Wednesday. It's at 7 o'clock at Lane Shark, free popcorn.
Kids can do their thing. Adults can do their thing. You're in a safe environment. You know, if you want to watch the movie, cool. If you want to just hang out with your friends by the, what did you call it? The fire thing.
The sorcerer's pit.
Yeah, the sorcerer's pit. then you can. I mean, we'd like it. It's just fun.
Well, this year, one of the new things we brought back, and I think locals are loving this right now, is we brought back a happy hour for Landshark.
That's
where
right.
We had one a couple of years ago, and then, you know, anyway, we brought it back, put it that way. So I was a big proponent of that, of course. It's my favorite time, happy hour.
Yeah.
And so it's 3 to 6. It's Monday through Thursday, and they have, it's ranges from $2 to $5, everything from beers, cocktails, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So they change it up and they keep it fresh, but it's the good stuff.
Very cool.
And my favorite is the Landshark with the tequila shot in there.
Loaded Landshark.
Loaded Landshark.
That's
Loaded
actually pretty good.
So good. I think
maybe we need some on Foodie Life tomorrow.
Well, what do you think I had before I got in here?
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
I come with a camera crew just to film.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Insurance policy.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. That's so funny.
Okay. So tell them the website one more time.
Sure. It's margaritavillehotel.com, and I'm going to spell Margaritaville because you wouldn't believe
Keith know
because you
it.
Thought entrepreneurial was hard.
Oh, Margaritaville. Margaritaville. And
awesome.
And just because I've had many people email me, which if you have any questions, feel free to email me. My email address is jjackson@margaritaville.com. But when I first started working, people would say, I keep emailing you and I'm not getting a response. And I'm like, I don't know why. And then I'd finally get the email. I'm like, oh, you spelled Margaritaville wrong. Yeah.
I know. It happens.
It happens.
Pull up the album first.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're at our time. As much as I'd like to just sit here, we should start happy hour.
Happy
That's
hour.
What we should do.
We should start happy hour.
Right here. Just start it here. So I want to thank all three of you for coming in here today and hanging out and really making this a fun afternoon. It's shows like this that make my day really bright. So thumbs up.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Not all days are boring, you know? This is the beauty of being an entrepreneur.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that needs to go in the MBA program.
I'm writing it.
Yeah, happy hour program.
Not all days are boring.
Yeah, that's it. So, okay, you guys, if you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Thank you all again for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.